Now we'll turn to some of the letters to the evening news. A very mixed postbag this week, with some longish letters the most interesting.
There's been a fair amount of comment recently about the way cyclists seem to be favoured by roadway proposals. Valerie Slaughter of Marlbarton has a lot to say on this issue. Not being content with ripping our beautiful city apart to allow for cycle lanes, I now read that Norwich City Council are putting forward proposals which would see cyclists permitted access to numerous central streets of the city at all times. I cannot help but imagine council members sitting in their offices pondering, now what should we do today to cause disruption to our fine city? Because this is exactly what it will cause. Cyclists being allowed to ride in the opposite direction on one-way streets for a start. I can only foresee accidents waiting to happen here. Do they not think the A&E department of the NNUH is stretched enough without asking for the trouble these proposals could potentially cause? If this new idea takes place, not only will the pedestrians have to watch out for skateboarders and people using their mobile phones, who never seem to look where they're going anyway, but they'll also be dodging cyclists as well. Since we are always reading about schemes to bring people into the city in order to boost trade, I would have thought the council would be doing all they could to attract shoppers, not deter them from entering for fear of being run down by a wannabe Bradley Wiggins. Norwich was the first city to pedestrianise streets. The definition of pedestrian, according to the Oxford Dictionary, means walking for those on foot. No mention here of cyclists, then. Why has the council suddenly become obsessed with cyclists anyway? And as a matter of interest, where are they all? I, for one, am begging the council, please, please, leave our fine city alone. I'm sure you'll be able to find some other worthy cause to apply your energies to, which would enhance our city centre further, not disrupt it.
After the cycling developments, we turn to housing developments, which continue apace, and TD Pigney of Helston has an interesting point of view. I see from the article in the Evening News that another housing estate is likely to be built on the outskirts of Norwich, this time at Drayton. Interestingly, several years ago, a large shelter belt of attractive trees and shrubs with convenient road-sized gaps appeared alongside the Reefham Road at the same location. Likewise, way back in the mid-60s, a belt of tall conifers was planted alongside the Norwich to Cromer railway line on the St Andrews Hospital side. Was this to cloak the mental hospital from the future residents of Dussindale? It makes you wonder if the locations of housing estates are confirmed well in advance of public knowledge. So look out for a line of trees being planted near you. It could mean a large housing estate is definitely on its way.
Finally, however, a letter of praise, as Sam Weller of Aylsham praises the organisation of the Run Norwich event. A massive well done to the Norwich City Community Sports Foundation and its myriad of backroom sponsors, supporters and volunteers for yet another brilliantly organised Run Norwich. It might not be a view shared at first by some runners as they fight their way up Rose Lane or battle the seemingly never-ending upwards gradient from the Maid's Head to the city centre. But the buzz at the Finnish village was just great, and the organisation smooth and friendly. My time faded into obscurity compared to that of the course record-breaking winner. But no matter, the key to the event's success is its inclusivity for all abilities.